This next thing that I want to read to you is based on some of these very old-time kinds of stories. There's a series of legends, myths, involving a woman. They call her Yellow Woman, Cochinaco. And she appears in different kinds of stories. She seems to take on different personalities and depending on the stories. But when I was a little kid, we used to hear these stories, I think that what comes through through the stories is this easy attitude towards these certain things. This piece is called Storytelling, and this is the prologue. You should understand the way it was back then, because it is the same even now. Long ago it happened that her husband left to hunt deer before dawn, and then she got up and went to get water. Early in the morning, she walked to the river when the sun came over the long red mesa. He was waiting for her that morning in the tamarack and willow beside the river, buffalo man in buffalo leggings. "Are you here already?" "Yes," he said. He was smiling. "Because I came for you." She looked into the shallow, clear water. "But where shall I put my water jar?" "Upside down, right here," he told her, "on the riverbank." Part 2. "You better have a damn good story," her husband said, "about where you've been for the past 10 months and how you explain these twin baby boys." Part 3. "No, that gossip isn't true. She didn't elope. She was kidnapped by that Mexican at Tsiama Feast. You know my daughter isn't that kind of girl." 4. "It was in the summer of 1967. TV news reported a kidnapping. 4 Laguna women and 3 Navajo men headed north along the Rio Puerco River in a red 56 Ford. And the FBI and the state police were hot on their trail of wine bottles and size 42 panties hanging in bushes and trees all along the road. We couldn't escape them," he told police later. "We tried, but there were 4 of them and only 3 of us." 5. "It seems like it's always happening to me. Outside the dance hall door, late Friday night, in the summertime, and those brown-eyed men from Cubero, smiling. They usually ask me, 'Have you seen the way the stars shine up there in the sand hills?' And I usually say, 'No, will you show me?'" Part 6. "It was that Navajo from Alamo. You know, the tall, good-looking one. He told me he'd kill me if I didn't go with him. And then it rained so much and the roads got muddy. That's why it took so long to get back home. My husband left after he heard the story, moved back in with his mother. I don't blame him either. I could have told the story better than I did." Okay.